92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
For years, I've been talking about the importance of donating blood, and one of the things I've often said is that they can't make the stuff in a lab. I may have to stop saying that soon, because last week I read that a bunch of British geek scientists have achieved something everyone thought was impossible. They've grown human red blood cells in a lab and given it to clinical trial patients. They apparently worked out a process to encourage stem cells found in a blood donor sample to become new red blood cells, and this could blast open the door for transfusion treatments for people with ultra-rare blood types. So far, they've been able to manufacture blood types A, B, O, and AB, but some of the other plus and minus ones are proving to be a bit more tricky. But listen, if you haven't donated for a while or possibly ever, make time to do it, because the New York Blood Center and the Red Cross are always begging for donors.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.